So Sharon asked me to share this with you. Because the inner you wants to be heard. The inner you wants to be listened to. The inner you deserves a lot more than being argued with. You can listen or you can argue. You can't, by the way, I don't mean with me, I mean with you. Why would you possibly want to argue with you? My name is Mr. 2020. You're listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast. This month, we've been really exploring inner conversations with clients during the Rent My Brain calls and so on. And I got to tell you, this is absolutely a blast. It is fascinating. Because when you get the inner you wants to be heard, the inner you wants to be heard in a way that gives life. The inner you is tired of the arguments. So many people, they make an argument. They make themselves an argument for their limitations. So many people argue themselves out of their desires. So many people argue against the bridges that they get to take. They imagine up something, they get a magical urge, and they rationalize themselves to death. They either take 12 months to make a simple decision, or they make the decision of, well, maybe later or not at all. The real you, the inner you, the magical you, it's almost musical. It gives you the dance you came here to dance. It gives you the song you came here to sing. And if you look around, almost everyone all the time argues it to death. I was talking with Victoria last night about mission. And probably the biggest problem that I have with business clients is they don't understand or convey their mission. Which leads me to wondering, how am I doing with that on my scorecard? How do I convey the mission? Is it clear to you guys what I'm about? Because if you get what I'm about, you're going to get what you're about. I'm about freedom. Freedom through discovery and exploration. When you start really getting you are how God has the adventure of a lifetime. Your awareness of being is God. You came here to sing a song, to dance a dance. Your song, your dance. And most people settle for the melody that the masses blindly follow. Can you tell what I'm about? See, I only had to sell out to the point where I was beaten to death. No little boy grows up wanting to be a prison guard. And that's what I did. I sold out on the idea of having my own karate school. I sold out on the idea of being a full-time police officer. It was tough back then. I didn't have military. I was a white guy. I blamed it all on that. I didn't realize I had a chip on my shoulder. But I worked for 3 police departments part-time at one point, and it was killing me. Some weeks I'd work 8 hours, some weeks I'd work 80. And when I had a chance to work for the Department of Corrections for 40 hours a week, I thought, that's a good decision. The pay rate's a little higher. The hours are a lot more predictable. I get health care. You know, all kind of good stuff. And 4 months later, I'm beaten to death. And I'm really glad about that because not only did my physical body come back to life, but so did my dreams. So did my desires. So did my willingness to not settle for one more day of mediocrity. Because mediocrity is madness. It seems safe, doesn't it? Doing what the masses are doing. And by the way, if you want to do what the masses are doing, good for you. But if you're going to have a job, make it something that you love. If you're going to build a business, make it something you enjoy. Don't make it something that consumes you. So many people imagine up lives that consume them. This is why we keep exploring ownership, accomplished, satisfied. Here's the crass commercial, dreamdrivenday.com. We start on Monday. Today is Saturday, February 10th. We start on Monday. By the way, if you're listening to this later and you missed it, go there anyway. Who knows when the next one's going to start up? It's looking like June. But I don't know when you're listening to this, so dreamdrivenday.com. One of the biggest ways that I notice people sell out is by taking the moral high ground. They develop this story about being the responsible one that sacrifices. About being the one that makes sure they do what needs done, no matter what the cost. Can you hear it? Some people just roll over and die and like, well, you know. But anyway, let's ignore all that. How do you think it would impact your life, your wife, your kids, your husband, your neighborhood, if you actually gave life to your dreams? Victor Goddard. Joseph Goddard the father, Victor Goddard the son. Those two are the two primarily responsible for what's called Goddard Enterprises. They went from being a little store on a side street to literally running the major business across not just Barbados, but the whole group of islands down there. They totally transformed the economy of little nations. God, I'm going to hear about that. You said little nations. Well, compared to the United States or Australia, yeah, they're little nations. But I want you to get this. The imaginal act of those two and other family members, the whole Goddard family was able to manifest like crazy from what I'm told. Yeah, we've got some inside scoop. But Victor loved business. Victor absolutely loved business. Joseph Goddard used to imagine events of his day having gone his way every day in his Burbese chair. They loved it. They were passionate about it. Not just the money, the business. And they imagined up what implied that. They didn't sell out on their dreams. They gave life to them. So you've got a choice today. You can sell out or you can give life. You can listen to the real you, the inner you, or you can argue against it. And right now, notice if you're arguing against me, because you're not arguing against me. I'm on your team. You can't argue against me. You can only argue against you. Or notice if you're listening. Notice if you're ready to give life. If you want help, we're here. Go to NevilleGoddardStore.com. You can get some goodies. Great way to start. ManifestingMasteryCourse.com. That's the cornerstone of all we do. Or join us in DreamDrivenDay.com. 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 Do you think we called it that for a reason? Sure beats SSDD. Same shit, different day, Mr. 20. Yep, I see that all the time. You got a choice today. Listen or argue. Notice what you want to do right now and imagine up some listening. Listen lovely as we go into the silence. So what did you notice? Was there inner argument? Was there inner agreement? Neville Goddard says when two or more agree, and that's not two people, that's an inward act. and your inner argument dive deeper, soar higher. If you want help, reach out, join us. We can do some live calls, whatever you want to do. All I can tell you is this. Inside of you, there's a song waiting to be sung. There's a dance waiting to be danced. And you can listen and let it move you. Or you can argue. You can be an argument. Dive deeper, soar higher. Have a great day. My name is Mr. 2020. And you've been listening to the Free Neville Goddard Podcast.